The fact that most weddings are in the summer or fall is the worst part of weddings. That is one controversial opinion on weddings. And I kind of get it.
Yeah, I get it too.
I kind of get it. But so
it's hot as heck.
Yeah, it's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. It's not the temperature to me. It's that it's taken away a weekend in the best seasons.
Yeah.
That we now have to commit to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if it were in the winter time, that'd be something to look forward to in the doldrums of the winter.
Yeah.
You know, a little
party on
a weekend. And
February. I get, you know, winter time and scheduling anything because of possible snow, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to do it outside or you want it to be pretty for the photos, you know. But I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I will say, so I had friends who got married last October, and that ended up being great.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather sucked for them. It poured.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had a tent, and it actually ended up being a really great wedding.
Yeah.
It was cozy in this little barn, and then we took umbrellas and went out to the reception area, which was all tented.
Yeah.
It ended up being beautiful. It was out in Freiburg.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of nice that it didn't take up a weekend in our precious summer days, you know?
Yep.
Mm.
But I also know it's your one day. You want to do it on a nice day.
Yeah.
Any other controversial wedding opinions you'd like to share? We're in the cone of no judgment.
Oh. I kind of think they're a big waste. I mean, don't get married. I think, like, looking back, like, I'm 45 and...
Making it a big thing.
Right. Like, I'm glad that we, quote, eloped and didn't spend that and then put the money towards a house. Mm-hmm. Just now, people spend so much money now on weddings.
Yeah.
It's just you could invest it and like, buy a home and real estate and something. So I think I just think it gets out of hand and it just doesn't have to be, as crazy as it is. But I also get, like, to each their own, so.
79 Coast, if you want to call or text us or hit us on Facebook, we've got this. Oh, okay. Wow. Someone texted, my wedding was December 30th outside in northern Maine. It was 9 degrees. I'm not saying that's a good plan either.
Huh.
Let me be clear here, okay?
Huh. Somewhere
but
in the middle.
That's your thing.
Yep.
I do get frustrated by weddings that are close to other holidays.
Yeah.
You know, like that one, December 30th, is a little close to New Year's.
Well, right. New Year's. That's New Year's. Yep.
You know?
Or like, you know, yeah.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
We're just in the cone of, you know.
Friends of ours got married on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
And it was, I actually kind of loved it because, you know, you knew what you were, where your party was that night.
Yes.
That's
you know,
true.
And it was with other people that we were friends with. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it depends on who's getting married,
there
right?
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Like if it's a random and you're kind of like an outsider guest, that sort of thing. Then
yeah. And that stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Amanda and Andy, our friends that you guys know, they got married on July 5th. Now, to anyone else, it's like you just took my July 4th weekend. For me,
right.
It was all of my best friends.
There you go.
All and hung out for
all
3 days.
Spot.
It was a blast. And I'll always think it was like the best weekend ever. But I'm sure like someone else who wasn't as close was like, well, there goes my
4th of July weekend.
Yeah. So I think just
someone texted, can we normalize not having a wedding party at all, just walking yourself down the aisle?
You can. That's the best part about a wedding. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
You really can't. Look, you guys did.
And I will say, like, back on your point about just skip the whole big wedding thing.
Yeah.
I can't every time. It just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was taping a thing for a magazine that's going to be out, which is really cool, in Edible, Maine, which I love. And it turns out my friend, like, owns...
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, right.
And they had me in to do a little thing in this beautiful kitchen and blah, blah, blah. That'll be out soon. And it just came up yesterday. Oh, you guys are married, right? Yeah. Oh, what was your wedding like? I said it was us, the kids, and Karen, the town clerk, on the beach, and it was simple. And they were like, everyone who I tell that to says, oh, I'm so jealous.
Yep.
You know?
Because it's such a production.
Yes.
It's so,
an expense.
Yes. Even mine was, I don't know, maybe we spent $8,000 to $10,000 on it.
Yeah.
But even that, it's like,
yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's a good one. I love when it starts with unpopular opinion, don't come for me.
Oh, boy.
That's what this segment is for.
Yeah.
Is for these unpopular, maybe controversial opinions about weddings. And a lot of people, I would argue, everyone has one.
Mm-hmm.
Says, can we just change wedding culture overall? Gifting, specifically.
Yeah.
I came to your expensive party, so you expect me to give you something expensive or give you a few $100 cash.
Yeah.
You invite, I'm your guest.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a good point. The whole idea of and even with cash, you're encouraged to at least cover the cost of your plate. Well, I didn't invite myself.
Yeah. I never realized that was the wedding rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really.
It's kind of it's become kind of a thing, I think. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh, here's another one. There should be no speeches, only short 60 seconds or less toasts.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, although I do love a drunken bridesmaid or best man speech.
Oh,
it
no.
It can
for
be so hysterical. They can go on for way too long.
And most of them are too long because they feel like they have to.
Yes, agreed.
60 seconds, less is more.
Yeah.
Make a toast, you know?
Yeah.
The bachelor, bachelorette, separate things. If we're all friends, why are we not hanging out together?
Mm-hmm.
Like part of a relationship is usually you're all hanging out together.
Right.
So why not do that at the bachelor, bachelorette?
And they don't need to be based on it's your last single night, so let's get some strippers. So stupid.
Right.
So stupid. What?
That's another thing that I don't think that's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty popular opinion is we can do away with the strippers at the bachelor things.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to chime in with yours, hit us on Facebook. We got this conversation thread started on Facebook, and we can't wait to see where it goes. You can chime in anytime, you know, while you're at work. Hey, what do you think about this? Go add your opinion, you know, tell your coworkers.
Yeah.
So Coast 93.1 on Facebook is where you do that.